Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, Diana. You can hear me loud and clear. Getting started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 10th. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. A happy, happy Monday to everyone. I trust that you all had a fantastic weekend and that you also took some time to actually joy pamper yourself. Now, as a reminder, if you haven't had the time to review your calendar and ensure that all activities and tasks scheduled are supporting your goals for this week, guess what? You need to do so immediately following the show. This is going to help you to stay focused and keep clear on your priorities. Guys, I got so many emails from so many different people listening to the show. We had a high listenership of individuals that listened to the recorded broadcast. Wow, it was a lot of people. And one of the things that so many people kept talking about in reference to our topic for the month of June is that it just really resonated with them. A lot of people are saying, well, I really needed something to kick me in my behind, or I really needed something to just really give me that push and that reminder. And so what am I talking about? What theme is it that's getting everybody so excited? Well, it is relentless. That is our theme all during the month of June, and I am so excited to be talking about that topic. I chose the topic, first of all, because I needed a word to motivate me for the rest of this month. I needed something that really described going beyond just being busy or working hard. I needed something to talk about the type of mindset that you actually need to have in order to make things happen for the rest of this year and beyond. And so that word relentless, it's just so powerful. And so that's our theme, relentless, making it happen in spite of the obstacles that is going to come into our lives. We need to be making it happen. And so, again, I want to encourage all of you to get your pen and your notepad as we discuss relentless today. And I'm also going to be bringing to you, of course, 5 questions of leadership and authority. Again, 5 questions of leadership and authority. And, you know, one of the things that I think is just so important as we talk about these 5 questions every single Monday is that you need to be taking note of what question really stands out for you this week. What question is it that you can pull apart and you can actually start not only asking yourself the question, but answering it, you know. And some of these questions are going to have more than one answer. It's going to be a multi-part answer. So, again, if you allow yourself to be committed to asking these questions as often as you need to, it's going to give you clarity, it's going to help you stay focused, and it's really going to give you some aha moments about where you could be going wrong, being the CEO of your company, the leader, or what you need to enhance because something else is already working. You just need to boost it, enhance it, okay? So it's very, very important that you take good notes on Successful Woman Radio. As a matter of fact, a lot of people just, you know, get a simple style bound notebook from the dollar store, and they basically just, you know, date each of the Mondays. It's going to be 52 Mondays in the year. They just date each Monday and take notes, and then that way they can go back and actually reference it and have it right there convenient for themselves. So, again, I'm so happy that you guys are here. You know, I had a really super busy weekend, a huge busy weekend. Had a lot of urgencies going on with some of the older family members in my family. And, you know, and I, you know, have eight brothers and sisters. And so you can imagine getting phone calls from all of them, you know, in concern for family and that type of thing. And so the important thing that I remember and I had to remind myself this past weekend is that family is key, family is important. And even though I was so busy with so many things, I had to take out some time to joy pamper myself, because if I'm stressed, if I'm not working or functioning properly, then I can't help anybody else. And anybody know what I'm talking about? And so we just have to really remind ourselves to joy pamper. Now, for those of you that are new to the show and you're going, what the heck is joy pampering? Well, joy pampering is when you do those small things to help yourself just really bring your own joy into your life, right? And that is just so very, very key. And so, again, I just want to remind all of you, as women, we should be joy pampering ourselves as often as we can, because there is something that we can do about our mood and our stress. We have the ability to change it at any time, and we do that by joy pampering. So one of the things that I just did for joy pampering that just really helped me was praising God. I played some wonderful music that I hadn't heard in a long time, and I just had my own praise session. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what it's like to just really need to have your own private praise session and talk with God? That's exactly what I did. And you know what? I gained clarity. I gained peace. I gained calmness. And I was able to then deal with a lot of things that I had to handle for the weekend. Try it. Try joy pampering, and you will experience the same. Also, I want to remind everyone, if you have not already, make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on blog, and read all about our 100K campaign. I really am making a huge commitment to this campaign, not just for the rest of this year, but for the next, you know, for the next whole year of 2020. And the reason being is because I truly know that bringing a large amount of women into the community on Facebook at our Women About Biz group, I know the power in that. And I also know the responsibility of properly monitoring the group and properly encouraging and educating women on how to network is key in driving and building a very powerful and engaging group where we are all helping each other. So if you have not already, I really want you to go and make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.net and read all about the 100K campaign that we have going on, and learn how you can participate and how you can spread the word. And invite women to join our Facebook community right there on your account as well. All you need to do is go right in the group, look in the right-hand column if you're looking at your desktop, and invite other women to join the group. It's just that easy, okay? I want to also remind everyone that if you have not had the opportunity in a while to go and look at our channels on the womenaboutbiz.net site, I want to encourage you to do so, because we have some fabulous articles there. Lately, I've been having a lot of questions of women asking me about the best ways to market, because they are not closing the sale. And one of the things that I'd like to say about that is that if you are getting calls, if you are marketing and you are getting calls and you are getting people interested, then the problem may not be with marketing, but it may be with closing the sale. And one article that I wrote that has helped a lot of people, and it helped me as I researched for the article actually, is going to be closing the sale. What's your ratio? Really understanding what closing the sale really means and at what point the sales actually take over from marketing itself. And so you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over channels in the top right menu bar, and scroll down and click on business growth. When you click on business growth and you arrive at that channel, The second column, I'm sorry, the second row of columns, it starts right off with that article, closing the sale. So again, womenaboutbiz.net, hold your mouse over the top menu item channel, select business growth, and then you will see closing the sale article. And I just want to encourage all of you who are in business for yourself, if you have not understood the difference between marketing and sales, let me tell you, it is something as the CEO of your business that you definitely need to understand, because it is different. They are entirely different. Marketing is the system of attracting others to your product or service, right, so that you can, guess what, number two, close the sale. So marketing is the attraction process that gets someone to pay attention to what it is that you have to offer. But actually, at that point, closing the sale then becomes very vital, very important. And if you don't have good closing skills, or if you have not developed a really good funnel system, meaning what's supposed to happen from the time they contact you until the sale is closed or achieved, then this is where you must start. And I know that this article, Closing the Sale, What's Your Ratio, is really going to help a lot of you who are looking for ways to close the sale. Again, I find that often a lot of people are not having problems with getting leads and getting individuals to pay attention to what they have to offer. It is the closing the sale part that they are having a problem with. So you guys read the article, and I know that you are going to enjoy it. I want to give a big shout-out to some people who are on our Facebook Live from our community. Hello to Shaniza Alexander Bukova. Hello, Shaniza, long time no hear. Thank you so much for tuning in. Diana Lynn Bird, hello, Diana. Thanks so much for listening. Cindy Coleman, hi, how are you? I know you've been telling me you've been trying to get on the show, so hopefully you're listening. And then Tia Drumgold Benson, who is a longtime Women About Biz member. Tia, thank you for your longtime listening, and I really, really am so excited that you are with us. So again, I am so excited that so many people listen from our Facebook Live. You guys can actually share the radio show simply by clicking on the share button, and you can share it right to your personal page and also let other women know about Successful Woman Radio. Again, our show is all about bringing women into a positive environment to receive encouragement, ways to start and grow their business. And that is exactly what we try to do each and every Monday. So for those of you who are new to the show, mark your calendar, really, really important, mark your calendar for every single Monday at 12 p.m., whether it is a holiday or not. Make sure you mark your calendar. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, again, I want to just thank everybody for being on the show. It looks like our board on Blog Talk Radio is now full. So any of you who are giving out the show phone number, you can also tell them that they can listen to Blog Talk Radio, our show on Blog Talk Radio, by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com. /successfulwomanradio. I want to go ahead and go right into our five questions of leadership and authority. And again, I want you guys to take good notes on these questions, and I want you to ask them of yourself as often as you possibly can, okay? We're talking about the five questions of leadership and authority. And, you know, I've had people ask me a question. This question comes up quite often, as a matter of fact. People say, well, let me ask you, do you change the questions up every Monday, or is it the same set of questions that you are asking? And then I had someone recently to say, oh, I love your show, but sometimes I think I'm listening to the same show because you keep repeating the five questions of leadership and authority over every Monday. Am I missing something? And so here is my answer to all of those people that ask that question all the time, because this is a tradition at Successful Woman Radio. We ask a series of 5 questions. Each year we come up with a new set of questions, and we ask them for 52 weeks in a row every Monday, right? And there's a reason for that. So here's my answer. If you have not been asking these questions of yourself as often as you need to, if you haven't been answering and taking action on these questions, then that is why we repeat them every single Monday. Can I get an amen? That's necessary, because some people need that repetitiveness. Some people need to be asked those questions each and every time. And even I myself ask the questions of myself, and I have a tendency to grow every time I ask those questions. My business seems to incline, to grow really well. So I am getting a lot from it, and I know that you can too. A lot of you, when you ask these questions, you're going to have a different answer depending on what time of the month it is, as far as, you know, what you're doing with your business, the projects you've got going on, and the time of year it might be, how you're marketing your business, or maybe you've slowed down, maybe some things have impacted. So the answers to these questions are going to be different pretty much quite often, okay? And so these questions are designed to help you to build yourself as a leader. They were structured to ask you specific questions so that you can then take action to them and really self-coach yourself, right? So let's go ahead and get started with 5 questions of leadership and authority. Question number 1, am I clear on my role as the CEO of my company? Hey, some weeks I'm clear and some weeks I am extremely cloudy, right? And so what helps you to get back on track with this question is your position description. You need to have a position description as the CEO of your company. And I've had a lot of you who have been listening to the show. You've been very honest with me in saying that I haven't created my position description yet. Well, my question is, what's keeping you from writing your position description? Do you not think of yourself as a CEO? It doesn't matter if it's just you, yourself, and yourself. You are the CEO of your business. You are what you think. And so you need to make sure, you need to make double sure that you are indeed, okay, you are indeed asking yourself these questions, and you need to make sure that you have created your position description for yourself as the CEO of your business. I can't tell you that one step right there is going to give you a tremendous aha moment once you start looking at what you need to be doing daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly as the CEO of your company. Here's number 2, what are my business priorities? You know, your business priorities are actually going to change from week to week usually, right? But one of the things that helps you to stay clear on your business priorities is that you really need to plan biannually or annually, okay? And I'm very adamant about this, you know, because it's very difficult to gain any kind of momentum and to really measure and hold yourself accountable to any system if you're trying to plan week by week. And so what I want to say is that you need to set your goals of what it is that you want to experience in your company. You need to set those goals either on a biannual, that's a 6-month basis, or you need to set your goal on an annual basis, right? And when you do that, what happens is for each of those goals, for each of those experiences that you want to have, then you're going to create tasks, okay, and goals for those experiences. And you're going to figure out what it is that needs to happen in order for you to see that, to make it happen for yourself. So I can't talk about that enough, and I want to recommend to you that if you have not already, you need to be planning out what your business visions are, because you can have more than one vision, because all vision is the master goals, right? But we term it as a vision because it's something that we see in our minds. It's something that we feel in our hearts. And so you can have more than one vision. When you're in business, however, I do want to remind you that you should know what you want to experience from a sales perspective, from a marketing perspective, from a branding perspective as a CEO. How do you perceive yourself as the ambassador of your company? So those things should be included as you list out what you want to experience. And then whatever those things are that you want to experience, again, you set goals to each one, and then which supports your vision, and then you set tasks for every goal. You create a list of tasks to get that goal accomplished. And that's kind of how you do it, okay? And then number three, do I have a bird's eye view of of my daily workflow, marketing, sales, follow-up system? Do I have a daily view of all of that? That is so key. A bird's eye view is, I would say, probably one of the most important things that a leader, that a CEO can have for their business, because when you wake up every morning, you get yourself ready, you sit at your desk or wherever you're at to get started with your business, the very first thing that you should be doing is looking at an overview of what has to happen for that day or that week, right? That's very, very key. As a matter of fact, one of the principles that I teach is that every Sunday you need to review your what? Your calendar and look at the activities listed to ensure that they are supporting your goals for the week. You do have goals that you know that you're supposed to be doing by Friday, right? And that's why I recommend that you plan out 6 months, because when you do that, and you list your experiences that you want to have, and then you've already assigned the goals to them, you can then determine what's priority and what you're going to work on each month and what the goals will be for that month, and then break that down into weeks and days, right? So then you're clear on what it is that you should be doing, okay? Very, very key. And then question number four is, am I allowing my power team to work for me and helping to execute my daily workflow? That's a very important question. And if you don't have a power team already, then back to the drawing board you go, because you need one. I don't care how small your business is. You might be a solo entrepreneur, but you should not be alone in making it happen with your business. When you add to the mix experts who have knowledge in a specific area, whether it's a graphic designer, a web designer, or someone who knows how to write really good articles, someone who can ghostwrite your ebook for you or what have you, when you add people to your power team, it does three incredible things, right? It shortens your learning curve, it moves your business along faster, and it helps you to execute your power and control over your business, making you a masterful leader, right? And so it's very, very important that you understand the importance of a power team and that you establish a power team for yourself so that you don't feel like you are all alone. And then lastly, number five, in the five questions of leadership and authority, is, do I have a delegation system in place to activate my power team? Again, do I have a delegation system in place to activate my power team? And as you know, I'm always talking about delegation and how key it is that you know that you're trying to delegate and not abdicate to anyone. Delegation is the art of assigning a task or a project, right, with swift follow-up and accountability. And abdication is giving up a task or an assignment without follow-up, right? Without even having any control or accountability in place to do that. And so that is very, very key. So there you have it. You have five questions of leadership and authority. Ask these questions of yourself as often as you need to make things happen for yourself. For those of you who are in the Facebook group, I am going to automatically put the link to the article, Closing the Sale, What's Your Ratio? Okay, I'm going to automatically put that in here. And so that will be there for you. And for those of you who are listening from Blog Talk Radio, you can also go into the Facebook group and grab the link to the article as well. So, again, I just dropped it for you actually in the Facebook group, okay? Very, very key. I want to go ahead right now and take a quick station identification for those of you that have just tuned in on the Blog Talk Radio platform or even in our Facebook community. Hello to you. I'm Trina Newby. I am the host of Successful Woman Radio and CEO and founder of Women About Biz. And we want to welcome you to our family of businesswomen, where we're all about positive environment, motivating, keeping encouraged, and making things happen in our business, right? You know, if you can't really make a goal for 6 and 7 figures, then you got to really look at it and say, why do I not believe that I can make a goal to make a 6 or 7 figure income? You got to start somewhere. And so, of course, most women have a desire to make a 6-figure income. And, of course, there are different ranges of 6 figures, right? Starting with 100,000 and up. But then some women say, well, you know, a high 5 figure is good too. And I say to that, absolutely, you got that right. And so you have to start somewhere. So whether it is starting with making a mid to high 5-figure income for your business and then setting the goal for the 6 figures, and if you're at the mid 6 figures, going ahead and setting your goals for higher to 7 figures or more, that's what it's all about. And this month's topic, I'm just going to tell you, relentless. You guys need to be sharing this with as many business women as you possibly can, because I believe this is, again, one of those topics that I pray to God asking for strength and courage to grow my company, to be a living testimony. And, of course, that word relentless just kept popping up to me on the Internet. I was reading some old materials, and I looked the definition up of relentless, and then I knew for sure that it was exactly the word that I wanted to use to describe the type of mindset that we needed to have for the rest of this year in order to make things happen in spite of all of the obstacles that we might experience in our life. We must be relentless in our pursuit of success, in our pursuit of accomplishing our dreams and our goals, okay? So we're going to be getting to relentless in just a minute. Very, very important. You know, a few weeks ago, I talked about creating your marketing workflow and how important your marketing workflow was. There were like 4 questions that I recommended that you ask yourself as you look into creating your marketing workflow. And those 4 questions were, how do I plan out a marketing workflow, right? You know, how do I begin to plan out my marketing workflow? That's the first place. You've got to figure that out. What are the benefits of creating a workflow? Do I really understand how it's going to benefit me and my company if I enhance my marketing and actually work on creating a workflow? And then, of course, identifying the tasks. I've got to learn how to identify the tasks that need to occur in order for me to have a better automated type workflow that's going to make things happen for myself. And then how can I measure, lastly but not least, 4, how can I measure my results with my marketing, okay? And so, again, this is key in developing your marketing workflow. These are questions that you really need to ask yourself. And I've talked about this on one of our shows just last month. And I want you guys, if you can, make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.net and click on podcast in the top right menu bar. And over in the right-hand column, if you're looking at your desktop, you will actually see all of the previously broadcasted shows, right? And so I do believe you'll see creating your marketing workflow is right there in the player for you to listen to. So I would encourage you to go ahead and listen to how to create your marketing workflow. It is well worth it. Very, very important. If you haven't listened to any of the other shows for the month of May, they are all there for you, including our first Monday of the month of June and our launching of the topic Relentless. So, again, you guys make sure that you go and check out our Blog Talk player on our womenaboutbiz.net website. However, if you have an iPhone or an Android, here is another easy way to have access to our show. So if you have an Android phone, all you need to do is download the app Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Again, Stitcher.com, or download the app Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Put in the word Separately Successful Woman Radio, and when it pulls up, set it as your favorite. And when you save it as your favorite, then you're going to get notification when the next show uploads to your phone, okay? If you're on iPhone, okay, then definitely go to your podcast player and search for, again, three separate words, Successful Woman Radio, and when you find it, go ahead and mark it as a favorite, and you too will get notifications when our previously broadcasted shows have pushed out to our podcast players. So, again, this is very convenient. You can listen to the shows, you know, at night before you go to bed. You can listen in the morning while you're waiting in the doctor's office, while you're waiting at a meeting. You can listen to the shows. We try to make it very convenient for you to have Successful Woman Radio at your fingertips, and it is available for you. You can also go on the internet on your phone to womenaboutbiz.net, right? And then you can also listen to it by clicking on podcast, and then from there, you can go ahead and also listen to all the previous broadcasted shows. Now, one thing I can tell you, for those of you who can access the internet from your phone, if you pull up the womenaboutbiz.net website and go to podcast, which is the main homepage for Successful Woman Radio, if you then click on the, if you have an iPhone, if you click on upload button, you can save it as an icon on your front screen. And on Android, you can do the same thing. You can save the show as an icon so that you'll automatically just have the Blog Talk player page right there on the front of your phone or wherever you choose to put the icon. And then you can just click it and click on the latest show, and it's there for you. So, again, we try to provide a lot of convenient ways for you to listen to the show. Okay, I know you guys have heard me talk a lot about real estate and how we are preparing to launch our real estate, our women's real estate investing channel at Women About Biz, and how we are planning for some really awesome things to happen. And so, yes, we are. And so, we are definitely getting ready to do some wonderful things. Shannon White, who is our in-house real estate investor expert, is going to be hosting soon Fast Cash Real Estate for Women. And she's going to be showing you how to get started quickly and also how to actually start earning some money really quick with wholesaling. And so if any of you have ever wanted to learn about real estate, whether you're living in Atlanta or any other city within the United States and you wanted to learn about real estate, then stay tuned because we've got some really good information coming up for you. I'm getting ready to schedule Shannon to come on the show for the next two Mondays and also during the month of July. And then in August, we will be hosting in Atlanta a live Fast Cash Real Estate for Women seminar that I know many of you are going to want to attend. So definitely marking your notes to keep checking womenaboutbiz.net. We've already put the channel up, but we are still populating it with content. But if you'd like to take a look at it, you can go to womenaboutbiz.net and then hold your mouth over channels and then select Women's Real Estate Investing, and you can see that we've got the channel set up, but we're getting ready to populate it with content. We're getting ready to schedule some webinars, and I just thank all of you for your patience who's been waiting for this channel and information to come, and I'm very excited about having Shannon to be a part of our team. As a matter of fact, she is going to be the director of Women's Real Estate Investing, and so we're very, very glad to have her. Very excited about that. I want to share one more thing with you ladies. I want to talk a little bit about our lifestyle for her side of Women About Biz. This is one of our sub-parent companies. We have been planning Lifestyle for Her for so long, and it's doing pretty good. You can visit it at lifestyleforher.net. And I want to just quickly share with you that Lifestyle for Her is the business opportunity side for those women who come to our website. They're looking for ways to earn additional streams of revenue. Well, with Lifestyle for Her, you get paid to accomplish your dreams and your goals. It is a personal development membership, and in addition to it being a personal development membership where we work on helping you to accomplish your goals and set your goals properly every quarter, it is also a business opportunity where we show you how to become a lifestyle ambassador, advocating for women to start having more joy in their lives and start pursuing their dreams now instead of waiting. Do you guys know how many women actually always continue to say, no matter how old they are, that I'm going to wait for some period of time to travel, I'm going to wait for some period of time to fix my house up, or I'm going to wait for some period of time to you know, take a huge vacation with my family? And we've conditioned ourselves as humans. We've conditioned ourselves to put off the things that bring us the most joy, and we continually put ourselves last. And so, Lifestyle for Her is about learning to put yourself first. It's about you, and that's what's so wonderful. So check out lifestyleforher.net. And we are excited at Women About Biz to bring an opportunity for women who haven't yet discovered what it is that they want to do, but they know they want to do something to bring in an income. Well, this can become a great part-time or full-time business for you. So, again, check it out, lifestyleforher.net. It is about 12:42. After the hour, we're getting ready to go right into our topic, our hot topic, which is all about relentless, being a relentless businesswoman. And so today I want to, you know, talk about relentless part two, which is digging a little bit deeper into relentless mindset, because being relentless is more than just being busy, okay? It has a lot to do with not just being busy, but it has a lot to do with the mindset of making sure that you understand that it means unending, okay? It means a continuation. It means that you must keep going. And so one of the things that I taught on last Monday is that, first of all, before you even get to relentless, you need to understand that to accomplish anything, to be successful at anything, you've got to have unshakable faith. You must have a different kind of belief, right? Because we all believe at certain levels in ourselves. We all believe in ourselves. That's a part of who we are as human beings. It's an inherent part that God created us to automatically love ourselves, which is why he says love your neighbor as yourself, because he knows you're you and that you're going to do what's best for you. And so he hopes, but a lot of us aren't doing what's best for us. But in order to be successful, you must have a different kind of belief. And that first level of belief for success, I call it unshakable faith. It's a level of belief so deeply rooted that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on your ideas, your thoughts, your to-do items, your dreams, your goals. It compels you. What does compel mean? Compel means to do without ceasing now, to get up, to go, to do. And so that is what unshakable faith is. So instead of us always just talking about what we want to do but never doing anything about it, when you add in unshakable faith, then you are compelled to do something in addition to just talking, you are compelled to take action. And many of you who are listening, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about when you have said time and time again there are things that you want to accomplish in your business, things that you want to do, and yet you have not taken action on them. You then know that there is a certain level of belief that you need to move yourself up to. And what level of belief is that? It is unshakable faith. The same faith that we must have in our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, the same faith we have in him, is the same kind of faith that we're able to be blessed with and use as we make ourselves successful, as we become successful businesswomen, right? And again, I had someone to just text me saying, well, exactly. Okay, for those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, we apologize. Somehow we were disconnected, but we're back on. And again, on our Facebook Live, you guys are with us. So we were talking about unshakable faith and how important that is. So for those of you who are listening on Facebook and you understand what I'm talking about in reference to you've got to have a different level of belief, go ahead and type into your comment section, you know, I believe. You know that you believe that unshakable faith is necessary to be successful because it's just not a regular type of belief. It has to be more. And again, one of the things that you should understand is that you will know if you have belief in yourself and what you're trying to do in your business when you take action. See, that's the beautiful thing about unshakable faith is that it causes conviction. It is the proof. When you take action, it is the proof that you believe. And so nobody has to sit and argue with you and say, you know, you don't believe in yourself. Nobody has to say that to you because you need to be able to evaluate yourself. So here's a quick test to determine whether you have the level of belief necessary to be a successful businesswoman. And what you do is you say, have I been taking action on all of the things that I have declared and said that I want to experience within my business? Have I been taking swift and immediate action on those things? Let your answer be your guide to move you to the next level, propel you to take that action. If you've been taking action, enhance it. If you have not been taking action, to the drawing board you go, making a commitment to yourself, between yourself and God, that you are going to not be slothful, but you're going to take action. The last week, we talked about procrastination because that has a huge part in not being relentless and in not having unshakable faith. It has a huge part of that, right? And so I want you guys to understand that if you plan on having success for the rest of 2019 and it hasn't happened for you like you want it, previously this year, then there's one thing that you've got to do. You first of all must have unshakable faith, and then you must add into it the relentless mindset for what I would consider like the ultimate in being the master of getting things done and making it happen, right? And so with that said, I want to go back and I want to talk a little bit about developing your power team, because having a power team is incredibly important, okay? One of the things you need to understand is that we can't do everything by ourselves. We are not an island, right? We are an individual, but in order for us to survive in this world, we need people. We need other people. And when you learn to leverage the power of other people, I didn't say take advantage of other people, right? But when you learn to leverage the talent and the potential and power of others to assist you in growing your business, handling administrative tasks, taking care of projects and different things that you're trying to get done, you are going to have such a ginormous, that's a word I made up, right? You're going to have such a ginormous aha moment that you won't even be able to sit down. You're going to have so much energy flowing through you, right? And so this is the key to being successful, the key to moving fast in your business. You got a lot of to-do items listed. It's okay, but you're not going to accomplish all of that by yourself, not without having some consequences of being slow and things not happening as fast. No, you've got to add some people to your power team, people who know how to get things done quickly. They're experts in it. They can shorten your learning curve and move you ahead. And what I have discovered is that women have a problem with opening up and delegating and allowing other people to help them. And women also have an issue with asking for help. Now, there's a lot of reasons why, but I'm going to say that I believe in coaching women for 20-plus years and working with women to set their goals, the commonality that I see is, number one, women have this tendency of wanting to appear perfect in front of everyone. They don't want people to know that they have challenges or they need help with something. They always want to seem to be on top, right? And, again, I think as a businesswoman, ladies, we're getting that confused. And this is my thought path on this, but I believe, again, that I've coached enough women to know what I'm talking about. You know, in the primal mating of things, as a female, we normally see everything as competition with other females and with people in general, right? And so we have this tendency to think about what are they thinking about me? You know, I have to be careful because this female is competitive with me. It's a natural instinct. If you've ever looked at National Geographic or any of the animal, Wild Kingdom animal stories, and they talk about this, animals instinctively, female animals instinctively always but always have an issue with perfection. They are looking for the male animal that can provide them with the most security, protection, and is the best, looks the best and is the best, right? And sometimes as businesswomen, we kind of get our roles confused. We confuse being a female and that role of being a natural nurturer, a natural mother instinct type of thing, we confuse that with being a businesswoman. And while one helps the other, what you need to understand is that you have to put your mindset in perspective of what you need to be doing to be successful. And that means that you have to let your guard down and you have to let people in, because a leader understands the importance of leveraging the talent and potential of other people. If you're going to be relentless, if you're going to embrace a relentless mindset and an unshakable faith mindset, the two together to make you a masterful and powerful businesswoman, well, then you have got to start letting other people help you get things done. I know people who have said they were going to create a website for themselves. Then they decided, I'm going to go buy a book, I'm going to go watch videos, but they weren't necessarily technically inclined, right? And so as a result, here it is 1 year later, 2 years later, and they're still talking about getting a website. You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's not a relentless or an unshakable faith mindset, and that's what we have to get rid of, that kind of mindset where we're always thinking that we have to be the one to do everything. I think what we need to do as businesswomen in order to be relentless, unending, unlimited, ever going, I think what we have to do is we have to have our aha moment in understanding that as soon as we develop a power team and allow others to help us get things done, the faster we're going to see results in our business, which is going to allow us to be the leader instead of always being in that labor role. So I'm just here to say, ladies, and many of you who are listening right now, you may not want to hear this, but the key to you being successful and seeing more results and moving past your obstacles or in spite of those obstacles this year and just really making it happen, seeing that money come in, is really going to be about you developing a power team and then adding in unshakable faith and a relentless mindset to make it happen. So I can't tell you enough about how important that is. And so, again, I'm praying that you guys receive this with all of the love that I give it to you with, and I want you guys to really start focusing on being the leader, being the CEO of your business. So my challenge to you this week is I want you to write down three ways that you can make a commitment to having unshakable faith. That's the first thing. Three ways you can make a commitment to having unshakable faith, okay? How can you get yourself in that mode? What can you do to stop just saying what you're going to do and put some action to it? Go back and listen to last week as I talked about ridding yourself of procrastination, because I really talked about it from a businesswoman's perspective. So listen to that broadcast if you haven't, or if you even were on the show last week with me, listen to it again. The three things that will help you to get into the mode of belief, the type of belief necessary to get yourself to the next level, unshakable faith. Well, ladies, that's all I have for today. Again, I hope that you guys got a lot from this. I hope you took good notes. And as always, if you'd like to correspond with me, just simply send me an email to tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net. Again, tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net. And then make sure you make a clear subject of what it's about. Also, don't forget, if you have not had your free power talk for this year, because each businesswoman gets a 45-minute to 1-hour free coaching session every year, go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.net. Up in the top menu bar, click on coaching. And when you click on coaching, you'll see the Power Talk special right there. Just click the schedule, and you can get your Power Talk schedule. If we need to talk about you getting into your unshakable faith mindset or getting into a leadership position and what is it that you need to do to create your power team, then let's do that. But stop writing down the information and not taking action to it. It's time for us to be relentless. And I don't know about you, but a relentless mindset and add it with that unshakable faith, I'm ready for that to boost me with the power of God and my natural talent and abilities like never before. And I know that you want the same thing. Thank you so much, ladies. I love you with the love of God. And make sure that you write that CEO position description this week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.